We go off to I Can't Believe It's News. Brad, you get us started this morning.
Yes, there's a middle school math teacher that is in some trouble. There's a middle school in Polk County, Florida, looking for a new math teacher because 40-year-old Robin Ramos will not be coming back to the job. She was arrested in the parking lot of the racetrack store. I gather that's like a convenience store in Lakeland, Florida, about 1 a.m. last Tuesday. And the deputy found Ramos asleep in the driver's seat of her car. And then when they woke her up, she told the deputy she was waiting for someone to come drive her home since she doesn't have a license. Well, the keys to the car were not located, but they did find a syringe containing a clear liquid on the passenger seat and a metal spoon encrusted with a white crystal-like substance also found in the car. Field testing, John, of both items found that these...
You really need to field test it.
Contaminated with methamphetamines. Yeah. She admitted to the deputy that she, quote, occasionally does meth.
I'm a dabbler. I'm a meth dabbler.
But not denied taking any on that day. Once the word got out to the parents of some of the students in that school, that middle school, they were not happy. They recognized her name because she was busted last May for a DUI. So that's two strikes. I don't think they're going to wait around for the third one.
Probably not. And in Knucklehead Land, if I tell you we're featuring a guy who was wearing a T-shirt that read, "Don't do drugs," you can probably guess what he was in jail for. Yeah, this is a guy who showed up for his booking photo in a "Don't do drugs" T-shirt when he was arrested for meth possession. That's two meth stories. Let's see if we got a hat trick here for that last story. This 40-year-old guy was collared after a traffic stop in North Dakota. Search of his vehicle turned up the baggie with the meth and all the good stuff. And he was, this guy in 2019 was convicted of meth possession and sentenced to 3 years in prison. Will we have a third
meth
story? I don't know what you have over there. Are you going to grant us a meth trifecta, or are you going another way?
I imagine there was probably some kind of illegal drugs involved in this, in the initial part of this story. But we go to Portland, and there's a guy named David Dolan, who was wanted for ramming a Portland police officer while driving a stolen pickup on Christmas Eve. So there could have been some meth involved.
I'm going to say yes.
You're ramming a police officer with a stolen pickup on Christmas Eve, and then you fled on foot, and they caught him 5 hours later. But that's not where this story ends. He'd been booked into the downtown Portland jail, and he was taken to the detective division on the 13th floor of the Justice Center for questioning about the Christmas Eve incident. The deputy there says the bureau hired an enhanced cleaning crew to focus on heavily used areas to reduce the spread of coronavirus. You know, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
There's people coming in and out, just, you know, the drunk tank and whatever. So they're spraying this place down. It looks like the cleaning crew opened the cell door, the holding cell, thinking nobody was in there, then noticed, oh, someone is in here, and shut the door. But the door did not latch all the way. The system failure allowed for the escape. They said, we're trying to prevent its reoccurrence. We looked at every weak point in the system to try and fix it and keep this from happening again. Detectives supposed to check on the holding cell every 15 minutes went by and noticed he was missing. They alerted everyone in the office by radio. The place went into a lockdown, but after surveillance footage was viewed, they saw the suspect leaving through a side door. He says, I don't know of a time where this has ever happened before. The holding cell's door should have automatically locked, but it didn't, thanks to the COVID cleaning crew that came through.
I'm going to assign meth to that one as well. We may have to rename this segment, I Can't Believe It's Meth, or I Can Believe It's Meth. How many knuckleheads will we have in the roll call here involved in that stuff? We'll find out in just a few minutes on the Brad and John Show. KISM.